Okay, we're starting. We're going forward. For the best or worst, it says we're on Dalet Amud Aleph. Yeah, we're on the small lines, two lines above the wide lines. V'ruminhi, we have a contradicting Brisa. Benistra, and she is hidden. But Kama she is Stira. How long is she is Stira? Lo Shemona, we haven't heard how long Stira is. Kishu Oimer, Vehi Nitma'ah, when it says, and she was Nitma'ah, Hevi Oimer, it's telling you, Kidei Tuma. Okay, which is very similar to, right? So the time of seclusion is Kidei Tuma. Which is, what's that? So it's answering. This is like, we don't know how much it is, I'll tell you what it is. And it's quoting the Pasuk, which is actually the Hekesh we saw in Beis Amud Beis.
Right.
Yeah? Well, so that's what was alluding to that Hekesh, or talking about that Hekesh. So one of the first wide line Israel. Right, and Kidei Tuma is Kidei Bia, and Kidei Bia is Kidei Ha'ara, which is Kidei Chazaras Hadekel, which is Chazaras Hadekel, which is a little bit, sounds tree-like, but it's a little bit different, because remember we had before Kidei Hakofas Hadekel, so the Gemara is going to speak about that. Yeah, Divrei Rebbe Elezer, that's Rebbe Elezer, and before it was Rebbe Shmoel, who said the, we're going to speak about it. We're going to assume it's the same Shia as the other one about walking around it, but we're going to say it's different. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Kidei Mezikas Akos, is the time it takes to dilute a kos of wine. Ben Azai Omer, Kidei Lishtoisoi, the time it takes to drink it. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kidei Litzlois Beitza, is the time it takes to roast an egg. And Rabbi, let's call it fry an egg. Yeah, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Beseira Omer, Kidei Legoima, to swallow it. End of Brisa. Now, the Gemara is speaking out how it understands things. Now, Kasel Kadaitach.
So there's some different opinions. Everybody's opinions have changed, right?
We'll see. Yeah, we're going to go through that. Basically, we're going to compare and contrast. Yeah, Kasel Kadaitach. First of all, we're going to do one by one systematically. Kasel Kadaitach. Hainu Hakofas Adekel. We think Hakofas Adekel. Hainu Chazoras Adekel. Is the same Shia as Chazaras Hadekel. But that's going to lead us to a problem. Why? Hossam Amar Rabbi Shmuel.
Recording in progress.
Over there, Rabbi Shmuel said, Kidei Hakofas Hadekel. It said, it's the time it takes to walk around a tree. Upolig Rabbi Elezer Alei. And Rabbi Elezer argues and gives a different Shia. Yeah? And Hacha Amar Rabbi Elezer. And here Rabbi Elezer is saying in this Brisa. Right. Oh, by the way, where it says Hossam and Hocha, Hocha always means the new source, the new one, the Riminhu, and the Hossam means the first one we had, Tana Rabbanan. So, and Hacha, Amar, Rebbe Elezer, Kidei Chazaras Hadekel. So obviously there must be a different Shia. Right, because as these... Okay, Amar Abaye, Hakofa Beregel. Says Abaye... No, right. The Hakofa, which we spoke about before, is... walking round the tree, and Chazara is Beruach.
Where is Chazara?
It means Beruach. It means it's the time it takes to get back to its place. A windy day, the tree goes, whoosh, and then it goes back, and it goes back. So the time it takes to go to and fro in the wind.
Chazara is wind.
Yes.
Okay,
it's a wind, whatever it is. No, it's a sapling tree. And it's the tree itself, just for whatever. Yeah. What's that?
Recording in progress.
That is such a weird shear. That is true. Okay, it's weird. It's weird. Listen to this. We're gonna get weirder. Because we're gonna get into this. Bayi Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi asks, yeah, Chazara Beruach. Right, it's going back. From within the wind, ki hechi, just like the ozil, like it goes, vahoda, and it comes back icy. Basically, it goes to and fro.
It's a question.
No, yeah, he's going to ask. Or that's one. Maybe it's this, or perhaps it's this. Oidilma, perhaps ki hechi the ozil, right, like it's going, vaosi. Vahoda, and then, right, the same as before, basically, we're just adding on an extra little bit more time over here. right, to and fro, and the hodah, right, and then it returns and koi, it stands the duchte in its place, meaning it's not oscillating anymore, right? It goes to, fro, and not, maybe it's also the, you have to wait for that to stop. Okay, but teiku. We don't know what the exact shear was. If it was the extra little bit of oscillation.
What about duchte again?
Duchte means it bases a prefix. Duchte means its place. Hossam.
Teiku on everything.
No, on that question. Yeah, right. Hossam right now. Hossam Omar Rabbi Eleza over there. So Hossam means in the Tanur Rabbanon. Yeah, Kedei Mezika Sakos. He says, like, at the time it takes to dilute your wine. Hacha, in this new brisa, he says, Kedei Chazara Zadeko. He says, this strange tree shear, the right? So, what's going on? It's a contradiction. So, answers Rabbi, we answer the Gemara, Idi vi Idi Chad Shirahu. It's the same amount of time. The time it takes to mix a cup of wine with water is the same time it takes for this tree to settle down. Hossam, again, in the Tanur Rabbanan, Omer Rebbe Yeshua, Kedei L'Shtoiso, it's the amount of time it takes to make to drink your wine after mixing. Hacha Omer, Kedei Mezika Zakois. And in this new brisa, he says it's the time it takes to mix it. So what's going on? He's contradicting himself. So Ema, says the Gemara, Ema, it means kedei limzoig ulishtois. Actually, he needs both. Yeah, you have to make the drink and drink it. So therefore, there's no contradiction. Velema, why don't we say idi v'idi chadshira? Why do you just say, instead of saying he needs both, why don't you just say, yeah, it takes the same time to dilute at the same time it takes to drink? Shiru, yeah, im kein, but you can't say that. Why? Because hainu Rabbi Eleza. Because then, basically, you're saying that Rabbi Yeshua holds like Rabbi Eleazar. And that can't be. Hossam Omar Ben Azai, over there in the Tanur Rabbanan, in the Tanur Rabbanan, Kedei L'Tzlois Beitza, is the time it takes to fry an egg. Hacha Omar Kedei L'Shtoiso. And over here, he says it's the time it takes to drink a cup of wine. So, Idi V'Idi Chad Shirahu. They're both the same amount of time. Time it takes to drink a glass of wine and the time it takes to fry an egg. Hossa Mama, Rabbi Akiva, over there, Rabbi Akiva said, Kedei Legoima is the time it takes.
We can only say that once we've changed Rabbi Yeshua, right? Kedei Tishdeh, so otherwise it also the
same. It could be. Can't think right now. Yeah, I wrote it down if you want to look over here, yeah. Rabbi Akiva, right, is Kedei Legoima. Right, he says that's to eat your egg. And Hacha Omar Kedei L'Tzlois Beitza. And in the new brisa, he says it's the time it takes to fry the egg. So Ema say, right, Kedei L'Tzlois Beitza Olegoima. So Rabbi Akiva actually means both. You've got a contradiction, so we'll say it means actually both. Okay. Velema.
So do you mean both? You say either or?
No, both. Plus. Yes. When you see it visually, we'll see, but it's just, okay, it's very straightforward. Velema idivi idi chad shiura. You may say the same shia, right? Imkein haina ben azai, but then it's going to come up, there's going to be saying the same as ben azai, which is no good. So, hosom amrabi yehuda ben basira, over there he said, kedei ligamoya shlosh beitzim zuachazu, meaning the right, in the first brisa. And Hacha Amar Kedei Legoima. Over here, he said it's the time it takes to swallow it. Oh, so answer the Gemara, reminiscent of Beitza. We had this at the end. The Devara of the Rebbe Akiva Ka'ama. He's speaking according to you, Rebbe Akiva, right? The Ka'ama that you said, Misharin, that your Misharin means you measure. Mishar, right? Betzalia Ubagamia in the time, right? According to the new amended version, that it means to Slia and Gemia, the time it takes to fry an egg and to eat it, it's getting a bit complicated. Ema, I would say, meaning you should, and you should say, Shia Gemia L'Chuda. Keep it in the eating alone. Don't bring the fry cooking into it. Kedei Ligmoya Shlosh Beitzin. Just say, just multiple, just eating a lot, three Beitzin. Zu Acha Zu, which is the same time, Dahainu Shliya Ugamiya. Basically saying, why make things complicated? You know, it's the time it takes to fry an egg and eat it. Just say it's the time to eat three eggs.
So there really, he's not arguing, he's just
he's
saying the same thing, but just saying in a different way.
Correct. He's just saying, don't confuse people. Just say it like this, it will be easy for people to digest. Okay.
Nobody's really arguing, they're each bringing a concept. It's the same shear, but it's just they understood it this way and so that way.
No. Well, you're going to see in the end that some people say it's the same shear, but some people hold it's different shear as well, because the Gemara's understanding is the same different shear. That's what the Gemara said. They have to be saying, because the Gemara asks the question, you can't say that this is this year, because then he's going to be agreeing with this other person, and he's obviously not agreeing with this other person. Okay. Rebbe Eleza ben Yirmiyah Oimeh, Kedei Sheyikshor Gardei Nima. It's the time it takes to tie a weaver, two threads together. So here we go. It's the same person, by Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi was the person who asked the question before with regards to the waving tree. By Rav Ashi, de Mirchak, are these two threads far away from another? So you've got to kind of lean over, right? Or de Mikarv, or they're close, and it's quicker. Teiku. Okay. Chanan ben Pinchas Oimer, he says, Kadesha Toshit Yad Latoch Piha, in order that she should extend a hand and put into her mouth, the little kiss him and take out a splinter. So by Rav Ashi, same again. Rav Ashi asks, the Mahadik means it's tight. It's like stuck in, it's embedded. Yeah, that is right. So it means it's tight. Right? Or the Lo Mahadik, or it's not tight. I mean, it's easy to get out. Teiku. We don't know. Now, Plima Oimer. He said, Kadei Shatoshit Yada Lasal. He's going to place a hand into the basket, the little kikot, and to take out a loaf of bread. So, by Rav Ashi has a question. Now that we're going to get, same thing. The Mahadek, is it stuck in the bread in the basket, or the Lo Mahadek, or it's not stuck in? Next question. Bechadata, what about the basket? Is it a new basket? Chadasa is like Chadash, right? Because sometimes the tof and the shin change around, so you see it's like Chadash, Chadasa, right? Imagine if, right? Okay, so, or, but Atika, right? Or it's old, Atika, that ir Atika. An old basket is smooth, so therefore you can slide it out easier. Yeah, Bechamima, we're not finished. Bechamima. Are we talking about a hot loaf? Yeah? Which, when hot loaves, kind of like you get them from the bakery, they kind of squish, and then it takes longer. Yeah, or bakarira, or it's already solidified somewhat. Berechiti, and what, are we talking about genetically modified wheat?
Oh.
Or Pedesiri, barley. Oh, we're talking about barley. But he says, the wheat is easy to pull out, as everybody knows. Yeah. But rechicha, is it talking about, rechicha means it's a runny batter. It's more like a pancake batter. It's like a crumpet or something. So therefore, it's easier to slide out. Yeah, or but a kusha, or it's with a thicker batter, it's hard batter. Teiku. Okay, we don't know. Amar Rebbe Yitzchak bar Yosef. Amar Rebbe Yochanan. Kol echad ve echad, each person, the aforementioned opinions, ba'atzmo shi'er. He timed himself. And this is what this is how he timed himself. I don't know how he timed himself with, in whatever, but he assumed it was the same amount as this, okay? Now, fine, beautiful. But the problem is, the Gemara has a kasha, Vayika Ben Azai. What about Ben Azai? Delo Nosiv, that he never got married. So how can Ben Azai know? Ben Azai never got married. So how does he know? How can he time himself?
timing with regards to all these things.
No. Meaning he timed both. This was the same time as that. Okay. So ask the Gemara. So one answer. Ibai same nosiv upiresh. He got married and then he separated from his wife Hava. Right, because Ben Isaiah says Libi Hoshka Batoya. He wanted to just to learn all the time and he didn't want to have a wife. He'd rather just, right? So he decided to forget his wife and learn Torah. So, but he knew, he'd experienced it. The Ibai's aim, an alternative answer is Mi Rabbi Shmiele. He heard from his Rebbe. He must have had a different Rebbe than Rebbe Akiva because he gave a different Shia. Because before we said that Rebbe Akiva was his Rebbe, so okay, for one of his rebbeim, yeah. Vibayis Eimer, or third answer, Soid Hashem Liyov, right? The secret of Hashem is to the ones who fear Him. That Hashem reveals things to him. Hashem revealed him this year, or I don't know if Hashem revealed him this year, or he intuitively knew this year because Hashem reveals things to him. Anyway, we will stop there.